thinking that I might want to write, like, stuff for a magazine, dude.
You know you can do that at CITR and Discord, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder Magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
Swat, buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got a cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know. Where the stash at? Cruise the city in a bulletproof Cadillac. Cause I know these niggas out there where the bag at. Yeah. Gotta move smarter, gotta move harder. Nigga try to give me 5 mile water. I lay his ass down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of niggas out here playing, ain't ballin'. I done put my whole arm in the rim, Vince Carter. Yeah. And I know Poppy get a key for the quarter. Shotty belly seen the double C's, I bought her. Got a bitch that's looking like a Leah, she a model. I got the pink slip. My whip's keyless. Compton, I'm about to get the key to the city. Patty, light up the seat. Forgetting out the coupe at the lot. Tony fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Busting all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know. Where you at, where? I've been moving them out. And steal it with me, then he got the blues in the pouch. Took her to the forest, put the wood in the mouth. Wear no shoes in my house. The private I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances in traffic. Yeah. She sucking on dick, no hands with it. I just made the rolly plane like a landing strip. I'm a 2020 president candidate. I done put 100 bands on Zimmerman. I been moving real gangsta, so that's why she pick a crit. Shawty call me Crisco, cause I pop my shit. Got it out the mud. There's nothing you can tell me. Yeah, when I had a job, South Street wealthy. Yeah, I had the coupe at the lot. Tony fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at, where?
Good morning. It is January 23rd, 2020, the second to last Thursday in January already. I know the year is flying by. You are tuned in to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We do this every week, rain or shine. I'm your host. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh territory. Here live from UBC's campus, and it's a beautiful day. Listen, if you are listening, welcome. If this is your first time, welcome. If this isn't your first time and you tune in every Thursday, you know what? Welcome back. We love the consistency. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Listen, we got a packed show for you today. if you haven't noticed. We're getting it off cracking. We're continuing to keep Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, sorry, fellow Canadians, out of the number one spot because Roddy Ricch, you know what I'm saying, he deserves it. You know why? Just because he's not Justin Bieber. Because I don't have anything against Justin Bieber, but I feel like, you know, if you're a millionaire out here begging for number one singles, you don't deserve it, you know. Anyways, I know that you heard the saxophone on the box, and that was B. Thompson Music on Instagram. I heard it yesterday, and I was like, you know what? I got to play it. It's beautiful. Welcome. If you're new to the show, this is what we do every Thursday. I like to bring to you some news, what's going on here in Vancouver. There's a lot of shit, just in case you didn't know. It's getting a little bit more interesting as well. I bring you some news from the province, what's going on wider BC, what's going on in Canada. And then we try to bring in some of the things that's going on in the world. You know, sometimes it's informative. Sometimes it's just weird. All of the things, though. That you need to know, especially if you, I mean, I would say if you listen to the radio, you're probably not the most extroverted person. You're probably an introvert, which is cool. It's totally fine. But if you are and you want to step out of the box and you're like, you know what, I just want to drop just like a little bit of gems for people, maybe introduce them to some things that they probably should have heard about. Guess what? This is the perfect opportunity, because for the next hour, I'm going to be telling you those types of things that will make you feel like a little more interesting. Maybe you got some kids. Maybe you're going to school right now. And you're like, you know what? They got to hear some music because Vancouver radio is trash. I don't think it's a hyperbole to say, like, this is the best radio show that's on 7 o'clock in the morning here in Vancouver. Because if you're trying to flip, let's say you go to 94.5, let's say you're going to 96.3 or 104.5 or whatever, any of those other stations, that's not CITR. You know that you're doing yourself a disservice, because we got the hottest music. We bring new music and new shit. Educate your kids. Maybe you're taking a shower. Maybe you're taking a shit. Maybe you're brushing your teeth, doing whatever you're doing, making your breakfast, and you just want a little more bop in your day. Thanks for being here. Listen, I got a lot of new music for you today. I also have some new stories, and I also am going to bring you the weather. So, you may or may not know, if you live in Vancouver, that it is raining. What you didn't know is that it's going to rain for the next 2 weeks. I don't really need to go through what the weather is going to be, because it's going to be rain. Saturday on the 1st of February, it says it's supposed to be sunny, but it also says scattered thunderstorms. Now, you know what that means. That means it's going to rain for 2 weeks. However, luckily, we know that it's going to be over 10 degrees almost every single one of those days. So, yeah, it's not clear, and it's not sunny, and it's not particularly beautiful outside. However, it's not cold either. So you got to take the winds where you can get them, and just be lucky that the worst has really passed. I mean, when I say the worst, it was supposed to rain 100 millimeters in 2 days. Now, if you know me and you listen to the show, you know that I'm American. So when I say 100 millimeters, I absolutely have no idea just how big that is. Like, I think 10 millimeters makes a centimeter. Am I correct? Call in to 604-822-2487 if you would like to be a weather correspondent, and you can translate millimeters into inches, because that's something that I do understand. And I know I could Google it, but what's the fun in that? So, anyways, getting up in the news, what's going on here in Vancouver. Before we get into that, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about, my week. So this is like a theme that I've been trying to do. I feel like I have been trying to take back Sundays in a way that feels good for myself, you know what I mean? And one of those things I've been doing is I've been going to the movies, since, you know, I live so close to the movie theater. And going to see two movies and paying for one has been my favorite pastime. Listen, if you are the police listening to this, I definitely pay to go to see both movies. And this weekend I tried to go see Knives Out. What movie did I watch? Oh, I watched Parasite. And I saw Parasite on Sunday. And I tried to see Knives Out afterwards, but It was just too long in between. I didn't want to wait 40 minutes. However, if you get to go see Parasite, I suggest that you do as well, because it's a... I spent like 3 hours reading about it afterwards, which I probably should have been sleeping. However, just the commentary that you can read about afterwards, and the motivations and the ideas of the pessimism in the social mobility and economic mobility really spoke to me, because if you know me in real life, you know, while I am pretty active, I'm very pessimistic about, you know, the future. So I'm just kind of waiting until this whole thing blows up. But, you know, but like, while you're here, you might as well do shit. That's like my motto. You know what I mean? It's like, none of it matters. It doesn't really matter. But while you're here, you might as well do stuff. You know, it's better than not being here. That's what I say. And I know that might not be the type of positivity you're looking for in the morning. However, you know what? You don't come here for positivity. You come here because we got some cool shit. You know, I'll tell you about things like how Jeff Bezos' nudes got hacked, and how there's a Chinese amusement park that is using a pig to bungee jump as an attraction. And when we get back, we're going to talk about how Meghan Markle might be my neighbor. And you know what that means? I don't know what it means. But when we come back, we can explore and think about it. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR for you people who are still struggling, you know, with the mathematics. We'll be right back.
I was off the drugs, I was off the drinks, I was off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we on a fire, that shit is nice. Don't look like this. If you live in carefree, then you probably don't look like us. Damn, nigga, let me cook right quick. On the beach, couple niggas was cool, and it's just about dust. Shawty never smoke kush like this. I'm fast, music playing, grinding on me. You know I had to push right back. Reflex, respect, no suspect. Shit came late. Goofy niggas missing sunset. We ain't even give a fuck. Got the backwards, though. Drop those, niggas would have been upset. Only hit it 2 times, cause I know that the paper is more of a speech you can fuck with. And I like that shit. She don't duck shit, but we was cool, and I said we didn't want smoke. So when the cops popped up, it was pop smoke. Niggas proceeded to get on that fuck shit. I'm worried about dying for speaking my mind. They keep on calling it tough shit. They ain't do too much. Just rough shit. Whole time that really is way too much shit. Playing that shit right is some tough shit. And they know just which one to fuck with. It's just some shit we stuck with.
We was off the drugs, we was off the drinks, we was off the vibes. Got nothing to hide on with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we on a fire, we ride or die.
Damn nigga, let me breathe. Damn nigga, let me cook. Damn family, give me space. So quick to shoot, no Devin Book. Look me in my face, can't play it straight. These niggas crooks, they play a hate. I'm on my shit, pull me over, bout my whip. Like, how you get it, bitch? I bought it, took my ticket for the tents. That might not seem too intense, but I ain't with this in 2 months. The first day back, they on some shit. I can't let them steal my joy. See what my niggas is fucking with. Heard the whole squad at the beach. Guessing we'll pull up and shit.
We be off the drugs, we be off the drain, we be off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, be with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we bona fide, this shit is not.
Yeah. We was off the drugs, we was off the drinks, we was off the vibe.
Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we bona fide, we ride or die.
Damn, nigga, let me breathe. Damn, nigga, let me cook. Damn, nigga, give me space. Damn, nigga, let me breathe. Damn, nigga, let me cook. Damn, friendly, give me space. Put the shoot on Devin Book. Can't even look.
Yo, we're back here live on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's only radio station that matters. You know what? And since we're the only radio station that matters, you have to put in your half. You know what I mean? Like, listen, we don't have big sponsorships or, you know, corporate backing. So what we do here is by the people. This is a community-run radio station, and it's for the people, people like you, people who like to tune in. And so what that means is you have to, I don't want to say you have to, but you should, just think about saving just a little bit of money over the next few weeks so that you can donate to the fund drive. The fund drive is our period of fundraising where we can raise money so we can help provide not just you know, employees at the radio station so that they can continue to keep this machine moving, but also so that we can run summer camps, bringing in less, I'll say, underprivileged kids. And I say underprivileged, like, underprivileged sounds like they have like a little bit of privilege. It sounds, it's kind of a roundabout way of saying that kids need help. Like, people need help. I don't feel like that's something that people should be ashamed of, saying like, I'm underprivileged. Like, no, you're like, you need help, and that's fine. And so teaching kids how to DJ, teaching kids how to talk on the radio, teaching kids how to use the boards, teaching kids how to program. And now all of your money really goes into the people's pockets who need it. And it goes back into the community. So, you know, maybe don't have that second glass of wine, or maybe you can put away, you know, maybe, you know, just any little bit helps. But you should think about it, because the fund drive starts on February 6th and it goes to the 14th. And I even think that this year they're doing a auction for a date. And you know what? You know who's on the menu? Not me, but we'll find somebody for you. Anyways, well, maybe I will. You know what? Depends on. I only wouldn't put myself on there because I have a huge ego. And like, what if nobody bids on you? Or what if you bid low? You know? How would that make you feel? I know how it would make me feel. Horrible. Anyways. We're going to stay on, not on the theme of underprivileged, but, you know, here on Off the Beam Path, there's just like a few main themes that we talk about. So, you know, it's like weed, homelessness, housing crisis here. There was another one we had added over the years. I can't remember. However, those are really the things that dominate. But what we're seeing in Vancouver is a spike in I don't want to say even it's a spike. It's just these things continue to get highlighted. We have been talking about this Kitimat pipeline for years. I feel like I've been having these types of discussions at least since I've been in graduate school here, and it's still continuing. And what we're seeing is a the world likes to think that Canada is this place that's free of discrimination, like America, like almost like what America could be. But what part of my privilege is like being black here is that, when people talk to me about racism, they ask me like, what is it like to be black in Canada? What is it like your experience in Canada? I'm like, my experience is fine. Like it's, I do not feel like the target in Canada, which is different than the one in the States. I feel like there's just a general vibration of anxiety about, like, you know, some shit that could pop off, or just, you know, you go to a restaurant and they're like, oh, you can't come in here because your jeans are too baggy. And then you go in the next week and you don't have baggy jeans. And they're like, oh, you can't come in here because you wear sneakers on. And then the next week you come in and you're like, you don't have baggy jeans. And then you have hard bottom shoes on. And then they're like, you know what? But you're black, so you can't come in, you know, and so you feel that, you know, sometimes when you're in the States. But here it's different because I don't have those same experiences. However, that doesn't mean that they don't exist, because the VPD is starting but they're adopting a new street check policy where they'll be checking IDs and asking people questions like, you know, where do you live? Let me see your ID. You know, and if you can't provide those things, then they're going to take you to jail. And it's almost we talk about the policy in New York City called Stop and Frisk. And so what it has done is obviously when they talk about it in theory, the idea is that they can try to, one, prevent crimes and things like that before they happen. But what this ends up leading is to racial stereotypes. And so in Toronto, they have the same policy. They have the same policy in lots of places in Canada, but it's one of the places that we hadn't seen it yet is in Vancouver. And so we obviously see a disproportionate ID check for black and native population, but particularly for the indigenous population here in Vancouver. And so as these talks about reconciliation and talks about these types of things that, you know, initiatives that the government has, they really fall hollow when you really start to look at the actual policies and the things that they put in place. Because if, you know, while I feel like it avoids me, that doesn't mean that these types of policies don't exist and aren't harmful to other people. And so I feel like this is something that needs to be monitored, because there needs to be checks and balances on these particular programs, because what we have seen in Canada is that when left unchecked, they'll continue to be discriminatory, and not just discriminatory, but really, it's just racist as fuck. And I apologize for cussing on the radio, but you know, sometimes you just have to let it out. And it's not just in the stopping and frisking of the IDs, but it's also in this like finger wagging. You know, it's like it's really easy to say like that things, you know, there's racism that happens elsewhere, and there's racism that happens, you know, in the States, and look how they treat black people in the States, you know, from a Canadian perspective, while also treating the indigenous population here like shit. And it's not just in the idea that they're treated like shit. Like, we talk about the overrepresentation of black people in jails in America. So if you watch documentaries, popular documentaries on Netflix, like 13th, or, you know, you are aware of what the prison industrial complex is, and you're aware of these types of ideologies, then you should be aware that indigenous population is overrepresented here in Canada, just like black people are overrepresented in the States. In federal prisons, well, federally, indigenous population is 5%, roughly 5% of the population in Canada. However, they represent 30% of the federal inmate population, and that's up from 25% 4 years ago and the last time it was measured. Indigenous women now account for 42% of the women in federal custody. And one of the stats it was over the summer, maybe last summer, you know, I was talking to an individual who's a police officer in Saskatchewan, and he was telling me how over 90% of the inmates in Saskatchewan prisons are indigenous. Now, you know, you're like, wow, that seems pretty high. And you're like, you know what? The population of indigenous people in Saskatchewan is like 13%. So, yeah, it's really fucking high. And that's just not on accident. You can't just think about... you know, you can't just look at those numbers and be like, well, that's on accident, you know, or, you know, it just shakes out that way because these are the criminal, you know, that's how the criminal breakdown. You know, indigenous people are no more likely to be criminals than black people are in the States or than white people are. You know, it's ridiculous. However, when you get policies like, you know, being the stop and ID checks, those are the types of things that you get. You get disparities in prison populations, largely determined by race. And so as we move forward, we're going to be talking about that. Also, when we get back, we're going to talk about how John Horgan, the NDP premier, is not keeping up with his part of the bargain. When we get back.
Pittsburgh smooth. Hey, I might wake up feeling blue. Then light up my green. Now my eyes red. Rain on my window pane. Don't wash away my
jump down my bed today. Felt some type of waste. Got some type of gray ray. Please go away. Kids around the way. Come outside and play. Just to get the way. Roll me up a J.
I might wake up feeling blue. Then light up my green. Now my eyes red. Rain on my window pane. Don't wash away my
jump down my bed today. Felt some type of waste. Got some type of gray ray. Please go away. Kids around the way. Come outside and play. Just to get the way. Roll me up a J.
Real niggas, they don't make
come that easy. Don't come that easy, baby. Trouble ain't never had a hard time finding me. Never had a hard time, nah. Solving problems ain't never been easy. Always been hard. Paid the cost to be the boss. Took the loss, made it back. Taking trips, forth and back, back and forth. I made it there, I made it back. They hate the fact my paper stacked. Come on and ride along and stack this paper up with me. We got Bobby Brown, we got Whitney. We gon' lock the city up quickly. Everybody want $1 million. Nobody wanna grind for that. It ain't hard to get, it's hard to keep. And these the things that constantly remind me that I might wake up feeling blue. Then light up my green. Now my eyes red, rain on my window pane. Don't wash away my
jumped
rainbow.
Out my bed today, felt some type of waste. Got some type of gray, rain please go away. Kids around the way, come outside and play. Just to get hey, the weight, roll me up
I
a J.
I might wake up feeling blue. Then light up my green. Now my eyes red, rain on my window pane. Don't wash away my
jumped
rainbow.
Jumped out my bed today, felt some type of waste. Got some type of gray, rain please go away. Kids around the way, come outside and play. Just to get the weight, roll me up a J.
So hard, I need a new phone. Rolling up the planes, fill the party with smoke. Throwing up the game, man, you already know. I told him I'm a stunt, I told him I'm a shine. I've been doing the same thing since I was young. Rolling up the planes, call a shorty to bow. Throwing up the game, so they already know. My car. Your bitch, your style, it's my style when I'm finished. Rolling on the plane, I'm never going broke. Throwing up the gang, you're ready.
I might wake up feeling blue, then light up my green. Now my eyes red, rain on my window pane. Don't wash away my
jumped out my bed today, felt some type of waste. Got some type of gray, rain please go away. Kids around the way, come outside to play. Just to get the way, roll me up a J.
I might wake up feeling blue. Light up my green. Now my eyes red, rain on my window pane. Don't wash away my
jumped
rainbow.
Out my bed today, felt some type of waste. Got some type of gray, rain please go away. Kids around the way, come outside and play. Just to get the way, roll me up a J.
You're back at All The Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. If you'd like to call in, if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. And listen, you know what? I don't know what you'd like to call in and talk about, but you know what? I'm here. I'm here to listen. I've always got an ear for you, for the community. You know what I mean? That's what we do this for. Anyways, moving on to if this person would like to call in, if John Horgan would like to call in and kind of explain his position, I would like to understand. So what we have here in Canada, so we've been talking about this pipeline. So if you don't know the pipeline goes from Alberta to the BC coastline. And so they've been trying to build this pipeline for decades to essentially expand their potential customers for the oil markets here. And while good economically, there are some issues. A lot of the issues, one coming from environmental hazards that are potential. We've already seen the pipeline leak in Manitoba. We've also seen the pipeline leak in Minnesota. So like there's a pipeline that goes north to south and then a pipeline that goes east to west. And so we basically know that the pipelines are going to leak. We also know that the shipping containers that are going to go to Kitimat to pick up this oil, we also know they're going to leak. So basically, we've already signed away, you know, some environmental protection because we know it's trash. Anyways, another thing is that over the past, I don't know, recent history, Canada has been trying to reconcile with their colonial past. So if you don't know what that means, like while the United States has like, I don't want to say it's not, slavery is not like a dark secret, but they try to pretend like nobody knows, you know, about it. They try to teach it like nobody remembers it, even though like, you know, I lived with my great grandmother till I was 12 and her mother was born to slaves, you know? And so it's like, this is not that long of history ago, but they try to pretend like it is. Anyway, it's the same thing with in Canada. So in Canada, they have residential schools. They have a long, long history of treating the Aboriginal people here. I mean, you know, the Indigenous people here like shit. And, you know, it goes beyond. And so we talked a little bit in the last segment about the disparities in prisons. But Canada has put on this face of reconciliation where they, one, the lands in BC are unceded. So when I say the unceded territories, that means that there was never a treaty to give the land, you know, or trade the land to the British. So this land is technically still belongs to the Indigenous people. And the Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs wanted a face-to-face meeting with John Horgan as to talk about the pipeline going through their land. And so basically the 20 bands, so there's 20 bands, so there's different Indigenous groups, and they belong to bands. And so 20 bands have agreed to this pipeline. However, the hereditary chiefs have not. And so what that means is that there's basically the conversation is not complete yet. So they asked John Horgan last week to sit down and have a conversation with them face to face, you know, as a respectful provincial leader should. And he denied. He's like, he said, I'm not going to drop everything and come running when someone is saying they need to speak to me. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just being realistic. And which is, in fact, being disrespectful. I feel like it's very dismissive. And so, you know, as you talk about, we talk about these things about, we're not going to get into much deeper, but talk about these things about reconciliation and these ideas, you know, that these types of conversations need to be had, especially if you want to show some semblance of respect. You should definitely have a face-to-face meeting. Like, I can't imagine that the Premier of BC is so busy that he can't carve out, you know, time in his day or in a week or in a month to sit down with the hereditary chiefs if reconciliation is so important, you know, to the government and to the people of Canada, you know, outside of the Indigenous population. Like, there was a, I won't say a protest, but definitely a walk of solidarity this weekend, and many hundreds of people showed up. So, there are definitely people who feel that this talk is necessary. You know, this conversation is necessary, and the conversation is not over. However, the BC government continues to speak as if it is. And so let's get into some a little bit lighter news. The ex-royals, I don't know what you call them. Like, is Meghan Markle and Harry, I don't even know his last name, Harry Prince? Prince Harry? I don't know. Anyways, if you didn't know, they have like given away their titles and decided to leave England for greener pastures. And so one of those greener pastures that they are speculating on is Kitsilano, right in our neighborhood here, you know, right down the street. And it would be interesting if Prince Harry and Meghan decide that they would like to live in Kitsilano, because I'm sure that the neighborhood, I'm sure that they'll probably pick, like, you know, close to Chip Wilson's house. So if you're familiar, you know exactly where, you know, what area that is, close to the Secret Beach. And so it says that they'll have Kitsilano neighbors. However, nobody lives in those houses. So it'll be interesting. Like, why not live in Point Grey or some other place? But, like, you know, if we see them at Local, or, you know, maybe at Nook, or, you know, one of those restaurants, just right in Kitsilano. I have an idea. Like, I would just, like, will these people even be interesting, you know, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like without the royal designation, they're just regular ass people. Like, they won't even be the richest people in Kitsilano. Definitely won't be like the most attractive people in Kitsilano. Like, I feel like there are a lot of couples that look like them in Kits. Like, if you walk around Kits long enough, you'll see like a lot of couples that look like this. Like, you know, like a racially ambiguous. Because I don't think Meghan Markle calls even considers herself black. I feel like that's something that she hasn't said, but we claim her anyways. And then you see Harry, you know, like a tall, you know, nice looking white guy who's, you're like, what? How did he, what? Like, that's like when I walk in kits, like, that's always my reaction. Like, what? Good for him, you know? Anyways, so it might be my neighbors. Maybe I'll get the son to play on my football team in a few years. I feel like, you know, they definitely look like West Side Warrior potential. You know, like, they look like the types of parents who would sign their kids up for West Side Flag, you know? Anyways. So if Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are listening, you know what? They got a flag spot. That's all we can promise in kids. Nothing else. When we get back, we're going to talk about a lighthouse keeper who waited 6 weeks to hand in his winning lottery ticket because he was waiting till he could get leave, which sounds like the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. When we get back. Back with Off the Beam Path and your host East Arian. Listen, we do this every Thursday, like I said, but also if you like the music, you like my voice, you can hear it also on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, Crimes and Treasons. You have me, Jamal Steeles, Malik Tov, DJ Relly Rels, Homeboy Jules, Horsepower, all of the usual suspects. I've actually got a Crimes and Treasons t-shirt on right now. Listen, you can buy one. It only costs you $25. You know what? We got merch. We got everything. We got merch. We got pictures. We got Horsepower coming out with some new music. Listen, we got Jamal Steele's. You might catch him in a few episodes of your favorite TV show. We got Relly Rels. He's DJs every week except for Tuesday nights. Listen, you can catch him tomorrow night at Calabash playing only vinyls. Listen, he's like a real DJ. You know what I mean? Not like one of these CDJs presses a button. Listen, Relly Rels, he's probably listening to music right now. Anyways, but you can listen, tune in here on CITR 8 to 10 every Tuesday. And then you can find out what's going on in the week. And then, you know what? You can wake up with me on Thursdays. It's beautiful. Like, your whole week is set up and set out. And then you might be able to even catch where we're going to be at on the weekend. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. We talked about that manhunt that happened in Northern BC from those two dudes. They killed those three people. And then they went west. And so I was not aware just how much manhunts cost. Like, I was like, man, these police officers aren't really looking for these people very hard. They looked for like a week, and then they were like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm out. Let's stop. Let's just wait to see what happens. And then they found them dead. Luckily, but those guys could have got away with it for much longer if they had known that in that week, the manhunt cost Canada $1.5 million. Now, when they say they cost $1.5 million, that doesn't mean, like, you know, they wrote a $1.5 million check, but just, like, overtime and the resources that were directed towards this particular programming, $1.5 million. It's crazy. That's less than what the Huawei people paid for fake protesters outside of Meng Wanzhou's court trial, which is very interesting. These actors showed up to the courthouse thinking that they were going to be extras in a TV show, and they were given signs and megaphones and things like that. And so eventually what happened is they realized that they were part of a protest and paid actors to be there. Now, they went on the record and talked about this in the news, which I feel like is like you got paid money to shut the hell up. You know what I mean? They gave you the $150, which you thought, you knew you're not a good actor. You were paid to be here, to shut up and be quiet. But, you know, some people just don't know how to act when they get a little bit of money. That's not the case for Ivan Dubinsky, though. Ivan Dubinsky is a lighthouse keeper who matched all 10 numbers in the November 29th draw of Play Now, Lotto 649. And so he's a lighthouse keeper near Port Hardy. So I didn't know personally, like, so if you know me, you listen to the show from time to time, you know that I sail. Like, sailing is something that I do. I like doing it. I love doing it. I like being around the people, the water. It's beautiful sometimes. But even when it's not beautiful, it's beautiful. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's like anything. It can't be beautiful all the time. But when it is, chef's kiss, you know? I didn't know that they really had real people in lighthouses anymore. I didn't know we were still doing that in 2020. I thought that was like a job that they said the robots were going to take. Like, and this was gives me hope a little bit about the robots. I'm optimistic and pessimistic for different reasons. So, like, I'm optimistic in the idea that, like, hey, there's a lighthouse worker and he's still there working. That's a job that seems like a robot could have taken decades ago, but they haven't. So that means that, you know what? Robots aren't actually going to come here and take your jobs. That is a effing trick that they use to suppress wages and to make sure that you keep stay on your shit. But I've seen some of these robots and I'm still scared, because if they're not going to actually use them to take our jobs, what are they building the robots for? You know, who knows? Why do we need humanoid robots? Why do we need robots to follow you around Walmart? Why do we need robots to follow you around Kroger and Target and all types of other shit? You know what? If there's robots that are following you around Target, there's definitely C3PO robot that has a phaser that could probably shoot you pretty soon. So if they're not building robots to even take lighthouse workers' jobs, they're just going to replace the police. And that means it's bad news for us. Anyways. So Ivan, his day-to-day job requires him to look after the lighthouse. Send weather reports. But also, he didn't. He won $1 million, and he actually waited until it was his time to change, change shifts before he cashed it, so that he could enjoy his money. And you know what I would have done if I was Ivan? I would have quit as soon as I found out I won $1 million. Like, honestly, I love my job right now. Like, I love my job. Listen, if you hear me, if you talk to me in real life and you're like, man, Issa really loves her job, I wonder if he's just bullshitting. No, I do. I really like my job. I like what I do. And if you know me and you haven't read my article about called Boys Will Be Boys, you should check it out, because I feel like it's pretty good work. It's also like it's not supposed to be the finish. It's not the end of a conversation. It should be the beginning. And I love what I do. I love that my job gives me the freedom to like be and think and make me, you know. Anyways, if I won $1 million today, honestly, if somebody called in and was like, hey, Issa, you get $1 million, but you have to quit your job today. You know what I'm doing? I'm quitting my job today, immediately, right now. Right now, I call my job up right now. I call my boss and be like, I'm not coming to work. $1 million, I couldn't even live off $1 million for the rest of my life. However, what I would do is quit my job, because I'm going to enjoy it at least a little bit. I'm not putting the whole $1 million in a savings and be like, well, you know what? That's a great nest egg for my retirement. Absolutely not. I'm flying somewhere. But I'm also quitting my job today. And then, like, in a few months, when I want to come back to work, hopefully they'll hire me back. They'll understand. I won $1 million. And I feel like that's how Ivan. But Ivan's retiring. So, you know what? He wanted to use up all of those PTO days, and good for him. Ivan, if you're listening, you can donate to the fund drive as well. I'm sure you got a lot of people hitting you up asking you for money, but there can't be that many people in Port Hardy. And you know who needs it? Underprivileged kids. They need it a little more than you do. Maybe, maybe not. So we only got 10 minutes left in the show. I'm going to play some music for you, and then I'm going to go run through. Listen, I have like 10 really effed up stories that you just need to listen to. I can't even stress it enough. They're weird, and you're going to love it when we come back.
Gotta tell me about your body count. I don't gotta know your ex's name. Cause if it just so happens that you turn around and ask me, I think you might feel some type of way. I dodge dick on the daily.
Funny how you think I need you, but honestly, I don't need anything. Like what you see, you can look, but I won't let you touch up on anything. I'm independent, I'm so sufficient, and I don't need a wedding ring. You think you made me? You're funny, you know that. You're funny, boy. You were birthed by a woman. Show some fucking respect. I like you much better when you shut up and get down. Down, know your need. I'm a 10 out of 10. Got you saying amen. Catch me dodging that dick again.
And again,
we don't need.
Tables turned and it was dollar signs per body. You would be one very rich and wealthy man. I'd dodge dick for some pussy. Something that we can agree on. Don't tell me it's a turn on for you, or maybe it bothers you that you're the only one at the equation.
We don't need.
I swear.
sue me.
Miss me with that bullshit for the birth.
Sue me.
No, they did me dirty while I still had the title, but I don't hold any anger, I just swear. Hallelujah.
You're back at Alter Beam Path here on 101.9 CITRCA. Listen, if you haven't called in yet, it's too late. I'm not going to give you the number. However, you can call in next week. And if you'd like to call in early and donate some money to the fund drive, nobody would be upset. Anyways, back to some weird things that are going on. Oh, there was a shooting in Burnaby at a gas station. So if you are in Burnaby, you should keep the strap on you. It's like, I'm just kidding. But maybe if you go down to Seattle, you might, because there's been two shootings in 3 days. And so when I mean shootings, I mean like multiple people hit. There was a shooting at McDonald's yesterday. I think it killed 6 people. So that's sad. That's also January. So I don't even like to look to see how many mass shootings have happened already. All I know is that Richmond rally, gun rally they had on Monday, was pretty sick. I don't know. It's kind of scary, actually. I don't know if you know, but on Martin Luther King's holiday, which was Monday, the day that we were supposed to remember, one of the greatest people that the United States has ever produced, they had a Second Amendment rally in the state of Virginia, a state that I like to avoid, even driving through. Where they were bringing AR-15s and 50 cal sniper rifles all the way up to, like, if you have a 50 cal sniper rifle in your house, I just have to assume that you're just getting ready for the race war. And so that means I should be getting ready. I don't know if you know what a 50 cal does, but go YouTube it. Just YouTube what a 50 cal does. So weird news for the last 7 minutes. I got you. There is a big cat breeder in Oklahoma named Exotic Joe. And so Exotic Joe has been sentenced to 22 years in a federal penitentiary because he was actually a murder for hire. Now, if you looked at this guy, Joe Maldonado, passage, look at him. Please Google him right now. Matter of fact, I don't care what you're doing. Go and Google Exotic Joe. And he looks exactly how you would expect someone named Exotic Joe to look like. Don't feel sorry for him. While he is a big cat enthusiast and runs an exotic animal park, he looks like somebody you'd want to stay far away from. He looks like he is from the same family tree as Dog the Bounty Hunter. I really can't explain it. If I saw this man, I would assume he was. If I saw him like face to face, let's say we were on a train, I would assume there was at least a greater than zero chance that this person was going to try to kill me, 100%. So you know, we talked about the. I don't know. We've talked about the world. We talked about Australia and the wildfires, but we also we haven't talked about recently just how Australia would try to kill you. You know what I mean? Just the idea of, like, what is going on in Australia? There must be, like, a battle going on between God and Australia at all times. Just because Australians are warned to watch out for increase of venomous funnel web spider sightings. I don't know if you know what a funnel web spider sighting is, but you don't want to see one because these spiders are so, so poisonous. And according to this article, not only are they highly venomous, but they are highly horny right now. So the fire season has sparked some type of boom in in the spiders' births, which is scary. So we'll see how that goes. But it just seems God is just in a constant battle. And one of the more scary things is that we all know that we're being watched. We know that we're being hacked. Like, listen, I'm sure when we get off this phone, when we, I mean, we get off the radio, you're going to have an ad that says, like, come visit Oklahoma or come to Australia or something about, you know, exotic cats, something, like, because that's just how the world works. But even Jeff Bezos isn't safe from being hacked. Apparently, Jeff Bezos was hacked by MBS. So if you don't know MBS, he's the next in line to be the king of Saudi Arabia. He's just a Saudi prince right now, just a billionaire prince. You know, no big deal. And he allegedly hacked Jeff Bezos' phone, and he's the one that leaked all the news and leaked the information that Jeff Bezos is having an affair on my boo, Mackenzie Bezos. Still hasn't called me back. It's kind of sad, you know, if you think about it. Anyways, but who hacked into his phone, and if Jeff Bezos can get hacked, that means anybody can get it. And it's kind of wild that they only hacked him for, you know, information about, you know, his extramarital affairs. But I guess, like, when you're, like, also, you know, have hundreds of billions of dollars, it's not like you're trying to hack him and take money from him, you know what I mean, or get money secrets. You're thinking of higher order than that. Gossip. Which is kind of weird. And it's kind of sad, but also, it's another example of people having too much money to me. Because, like, if you are billionaires and you are engaging in the same type of relationship espionage and, you know, just petty you know, bullshit that, like, poor people are doing, then you should give up some of your money. Because if you're not, like, you know, constantly thinking about how you can better the world, or, you know, even, like, build yourself another palace, or, you know, do anything else besides, like, sending Jeff Bezos malware, then somebody should come get your money. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have it. I continue to think that the internet is trying to kill us. Not just the internet, but just, like, the people who run it, because Facebook apologizes for translating the Chinese leaders who's Mao, or, you know, Mr. Z's name, into Mr. Shithole, which is, like, they had to know that that is not right. Like, they just know they did that on, somebody did that on purpose, and now the American people are probably gonna have to pay for it. The things that people get away from is people get away with is nuts. And before we get to the last story, a professor at Drexel University is facing theft charges after he spent nearly $200 of the school's grant money on partying with strippers, cocaine, and iTunes. At one point, Chika O. Danica Wampaneka, I can't say his name. Anyways, he's in the engineering department at Drexel in Philadelphia, and he spent $200,000 on partying with strippers. Now, like, one, that's just so much money. He probably could have had a great time for so much less. Like, I feel like I'm on Twitter enough to know that, like, you know, sex doesn't cost that much money if you wanted to just flat out pay for it. And he spent $200,000 of the school's money on it. He spent $89,000 on iTunes purchases. iTunes. You know how much damn music you would have to download to spend $89,000 on iTunes? Honestly, that should be a crime in itself. And with that, hey, man, we are out. You know what? We do this every Thursday. Tune in. Off the Beam Path. I'm here. You can follow us on Facebook. You can go on Mixcloud. I stopped uploading shows a while ago, but, you know, there's still shows up on there. Or you can just listen to every Thursday. I'm out.
Science here, so come get your everything
tonight.
Tonight.